Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's from Cleveland.com. You might know him by Coach Riz. You also might know him by Lance Reisland. He joins us now. Lance, what's going on, man?
Jake, how are you, my friend? Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty happy Wednesday. I've been torn back and forth through multiple reports. We'll get to both of them. But initially walking into today, walking into the show after the morning had passed, I was like, I think I'm further down the road of going, Browns are probably taking a quarterback this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think Shedeur Sanders at two is the right pick. I mean, I obviously, earlier I wrote about, Abdul Carter and Mason Graham and Travis Hunter. I think there's some generational talents, but if you're high on Shedeur Sanders like I am, or, you know, obviously it's got to be Andrew Berry, but I think he fits what they want. And I think it's a smart move. They got to kind of, you got to kind of get this thing moving. I think you know, these guys need to win right now. And Shedeur Sanders is the most NFL ready guy right now. He might not have the highest ceiling, but I think he's the safest bet.
Lance, we know Andrew Berry, not known for showing up to a ton of pro days, doesn't probably, I'm assuming, put a ton of stock into them. But it was the same case for Cam Ward going to yesterday. Then all of a sudden this morning, the news breaks that Barry, Kevin Stefanski, and Jimmy Haslam all down in Miami for a private workout for Cam Ward. How big of a deal is that to you in pursuing potentially Cam and maybe moving up in the draft to get him, or thinking that he's going to fall to them at two?
Well, I think it's important that they cover every corner, right? They're at the point now where they have to make really good decisions, business decisions, especially at the quarterback position. So I think it's important to see if Cam Ward. See, I think both Cam and Shedeur are very, very close. I don't think Cam is way ahead. I would say Cam maybe has a higher ceiling, but for what they want, I think they're close enough where why would you not go with Shedeur? But I like the fact that they're making sure they cover all their, cover everything, cross their T's and dot their I's, because I think that's important. This quarterback, if they get a quarterback early at number two, he's going to have to be really good. And he's going to have to be good quickly. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's important, go down and get a look. I'm not a big believer in pro days for a quarterback. I'm never a believer in a quarterback who doesn't, throws without pressure, because a lot of them look good without pressure. It's all that pressure that separates the good from the great.
Yeah, I guess if they weren't to do the same for Shedeur Sanders, if they were to go through, and you obviously had the big three in there for Cam Ward's private workout, if they didn't at least show up to Shador's pro day or do something similar, or they do a private workout with the big three in there after, would it signify anything to you about maybe where they stand on these quarterbacks?
Well, I think he's at his best. Barry, it seems like Barry's not huge on these pro days, these combine things. I think he's more, he's got those measurables and those guardrails that everybody talks about. And, for me, I don't think it would make a huge deal. For me, especially for a quarterback, it's putting on the film. And, the amount of love that Shedeur has gotten, the amount of hate that he's gotten, really doesn't match up to what I see on film. He's not a prima donna. He does have some things he needs to work on, but he's a tough kid who understands defenses, understands fronts, understands coverages. He's grown up in this kind of atmosphere. I think he's a guy who would really fit early on. Once again, I think he's a guy who can really adapt to this type of offense because he won't have to do it all on his own. When you're in this structure type offense that Stefanski likes to run, you know, it makes it a little bit easy for these quarterbacks because it is such a structure. So I don't think it would be a huge thing. I think they believe in the film. I believe in that as well. I think for me, it's always the film. When you see him run, when you see him throw and all that kind of stuff, it should just kind of confirm what you see on film. It shouldn't change your mind. But that's my personal opinion. And obviously, when you think about quarterbacks, there's a lot of us who watch a lot of film that get them wrong. And there's not a position that we get wrong as people who watch film more than quarterbacks.
So I guess I don't even know that it rubbed me the wrong way today. I just found it a bit odd. You obviously, like we mentioned, the private workout with Cam Ward, you go down there. Today was also Ohio State's pro day. And Will Howard obviously in the mix there within the first couple of rounds that the Browns wanted to drop back at quarterback. But not just that, the fact that you have a bunch of guys who are going to be there at 33 and probably in the later rounds as well that aren't quarterbacks. Am I putting too much stock in those three guys missing it, given what we've said about Andrew Berry, or is there maybe a little underlying something here?
Well, you know, I don't think so. I think they have a plan. And like I've said a bunch of times, the only bad plan is no plan. So I think they have a direction they're headed. And I think going to see Cam was kind of like either confirming yes or confirming no that they're going to make a push for him, or because I don't think the separation between those two, like I've said, I think they're close enough where you go with the guy who fits the scheme. You tried a guy like Cam, didn't fit the scheme and didn't have a lot of success. So I think, even though I think his talent is through the roof, I also think Shador Sanders has a lot of talent and can do a lot of really good things, especially within this offense. So not going to Ohio State, going down to see Cam, obviously Ohio State, those guys have a ton of film you can see, most of them, you know, the combine workouts. You're not hiding yourself anymore. Obviously these guys, they do so much work and they have so many scouts. They should have a plan. They should have an idea of who they like and who they don't like. So I don't put a lot of stock them being at things or not being at things. I don't think it's anything more than they have a plan and they're sticking to it.
Lance Risling, Coach Ray's Cleveland.com with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I did want to throw to you, we talked earlier on the station just throughout the day of Dave Biddle at Bucknuts over there covering Ohio State. He basically dropped the idea that within the draft, wherever they fall, he'd be pretty content if he was the Browns getting either Travion Henderson or Quinshon Judkins. Do you lean a certain way, and do you feel the same way that either guy could be a good fit and a good guy to have?
Well, I'm a huge Travion Henderson fan. He's my number one tailback. I like Junkins too. I think Junkins actually fits what the Browns need a little bit more. Once again, you go back to this scheme and you go back to a quarterback and you're trying to rely on your defense. The key for the Browns, in my opinion, is they have to get to second and four, second and five. Now, I think Travion Henderson could do that, but Travion Henderson is a home run hitter. A guy like Caleb Johnson from Iowa, Junkins from Ohio State. There's some guys out there, obviously Genty, there's some other guys, but they have to get to second and five. They have to stay ahead of the sticks. That's the best thing they can do for that quarterback, whoever that quarterback is. If it's a young guy, if it's a veteran, they have to do better on first down so they can put that quarterback in a better position. That starts with up front. Seems like they're going back to the scheme that they've had success with. And they need to get it back, whether it's Chubb coming back, if he's his strength. But I think, I think Nick Chubb can give him that. I don't think he can hit the home run, maybe not anymore. But they need to, Jake, they need to get it to second five. That'll be the best thing for that quarterback. That'll help the defense. That'll shorten the game. That'll play into their hands. But until they get better on first down, they're going to struggle. So for me, I think Henderson's great, but I want a back who gets them to second four, second five. I'm biased because I'm a quarterback, but that's such an advantage. If you can get to second five, then you dictate as a coordinator. It's not the defense dictating you.
I'll throw you one more Ohio State one. Obviously, not what you cover, but you do your work across the draft, across the board. Is there a guy for Ohio State that if he falls to 33, you almost value as a can't-miss guy if the Browns are sitting there that they would want to and almost have to draft him?
Here's the thing. Junkins is a guy that I wasn't very high on And actually, you know, Dan Lobby has been really high on him, and I've gone back and watched him, and I think he's a guy that I'm not sure where he's going to go, but he's a guy that you might want to trade back into the first round kind of guy, because he's a guy, once again, he can hit the home run running his 40. There's a classic example of you watch the combine, you see him run, you go, okay, that matches the film. In fact, I didn't know he had that type of speed, so the film is even better. I would say, you know, Jack Sawyer might be around. He's a guy, but he's not a guy I'm super high on as compared to, you know, JT at the other end. I think, you know, there's some guys I think later in the round that would be really, really good. But if you had to pick one guy that if he was around, it'd probably be Junkins. But I don't know if, you know, he's kind of bounced around late one, two, three. We'll see where he goes. But I've been very impressed with him throughout his workouts here since the season ended.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to circle back to quarterback of the Alliance because we've talked, obviously, for weeks about the two in the draft. But where the Browns have been a little bit more, I guess, quiet in what they're doing has been the veteran quarterback. I would imagine that by the time the draft rolls around or at some point here, they're going to add another veteran alongside Kenny Pickett. Russ, obviously, going to the Giants earlier this week. Is there somebody else you would highlight as like a key option right now that could even handle a full season for the Browns?
Well, I've said it for a long time. Kirk Cousins, to me, is a great fit. He was very good last year until he got hurt, and here's why. I have said this, and it's a big thing, and it's hard to imagine unless you go down and see him practice. But when you get a new, brand new quarterback in a brand new system, there's a whole thought process that has to go through. You have to, you know, they don't use playbooks so much anymore. It's all digital. But you have to learn the play. Then you have to walk through the play, and then you have to go through the play full speed. Then you have to go through the play full speed on defense. Then you got to run it in a game. Those are things that Kirk Cousins has an advantage on. So the Browns, to me, they get off to such slow starts, and I think a lot of that has to do, they're not super physical in practice. So that game speed kind of, you know, gets them a little bit, especially early in games. They're super organized, super structured. I'm a little bit more old school, but they're just not physical in practice. So being not physical in practice, those quarterbacks don't see live bullets until the game, pretty much. So Kirk Cousins has seen live bullets with this scheme, and that gives them an opportunity to do these plays, to do this system at full speed. Now, can he be elite? I'm not sure he can be elite anymore. I'm not sure if he can be even above average, but I think he's a quarterback you can win with because he knows the system. And if he gets him into the right run play, you know, he doesn't have to worry about where the windows are going to be against different coverages, against different fronts. He understands that because he's seen that in this system, which gives him a much higher ceiling in terms of early in the season. Let's be honest, they got to get off to a good start, and they have to win early to get this thing rolling so they don't, you know, it doesn't fall into what happened last year. So for me, I think Kirk Cousins is worth a third-round pick. I might be on a mountain alone there, but it comes down to allowing the football team around him to play at full speed because he understands the system.
Lance Rice from Cleveland.com with us on the hotline. You highlight, obviously, one of the names that have been hot around the Browns. The other one that has sort of garnered a little buzz has been Carson Wentz. What's sort of the ceiling in your eyes for if Wentz is a Cleveland Brown? If it's starter, how far does he get you? Is it a full season? Is it a few games? Or does it not even touch the starter mark?
You know, it's funny. There's not been a guy, you know, if you go back, you know, his early years, he was outstanding. And then he just kind of, you know, if it's injury, if it's, you know, who knows what it can be. That's why the quarterback position is so hard to figure out, that it factor, taking care of your body in the offseason, injuries, things like that. But I think, you know, he's a guy who's thrown for over 22,000 yards. So he's been successful in the NFL. Again, he's a veteran. He's a guy that could, you know, he would understand concepts. I think the more veteran presence you can get in that room is very, very important, especially if you're going to get a young guy. Even if it's a guy you're going to go with a veteran and you're going to take a guy in the later rounds, there has to be a veteran presence in there for this team to be successful. You know, the quarterback position is such a unique position, not only in play, but in leadership and how practices run and things like that. So, you know, if you don't throw the ball well, your receivers look terrible. Your defense looks terrible. So that quarterback position is important. I think Carson Wentz, I'm not sure if he would be the bridge guy, but he's not, when you look at his, you know, how he handles himself and things that you've heard about him, I don't think he'd be a bad guy to, you know, at least bring in and talk to and see what he would bring to the table.
I definitely like it, Lance. As we look here across the league and the rumors that we've gotten, it's been buzzed around that despite having Jameis Winston, despite now having Russell Wilson, the Giants could still be in the mix for a quarterback at three. Is that almost, would you rather have the Browns be in a situation like that where you have two veterans and bring in a rookie, or does that more paint a picture of desperation and really throwing everything at the wall for you?
Well, for me, it's throwing everything at the wall because it's like, you know what, you know, those guys bring kind of different skill sets, you know, in terms of arm talent, in terms of mobility with their feet. Russ is better on the run, in my opinion. Jameis is better from the pocket. So when you go out and get guys that kind of fit your scheme, you know, and I thought the Browns, even though it didn't work out, I thought the Browns did a great job of that when they went with Watson. They tried to get guys behind that could move their feet, run the RPOs. It just didn't work out. So for me, because they're not similar in terms of their skill set, it's kind of you're reaching. But it's a position that if you don't have, we all see what happens when you don't have that quarterback, regardless of how good the team is around them. So, you know, I'm not sure what the Giants are doing. I'm not sure who they're thinking their starter is going to be. That would be an interesting quarterback room to be in with those two for sure. I'd like to be a fly on the wall with those two guys for a while. But, you know, I think because of their skill sets, they're different, and the strengths that they bring, I think they are kind of thrown at the wall, and they're trying to find something that can, you know, patchwork until they can get what they want.
Yeah, give me a Hard Knocks 2.0 of the New York Giants this year. I'm all for it. Lance, I'll sort of get you out of here with this one. You put out an article over at Cleveland.com earlier on today, a film breakdown, sort of what Kevin Stefanski likes to do, and a reasoning for the Browns to maybe need a little bit more tight end depth. Is there somewhere you're looking for that depth, and why do the Browns need it?
Well, they're going to go back to that 12 and 13 personnel, it looks like. Obviously, we don't know until they start practicing. But that 12 and 13 personnel is a Kevin Stefanski staple. And it's not only the power run game that everybody talks about and power and counter and pin and pull, but he's also – he likes to find those matchups. And what happens when you go 12 personnel is the defense will usually go regular personnel. And if you can get, you know, a Tyler Warren, if you decide that you trade down and Tyler Warren's there early in that first round, if you got a guy like Harold Fannin who can kind of do what Harrison Bryant did, but is it a tremendous run after catch guy? Even a guy like Luke Lachey from Iowa. I love Iowa tight end, 6'5", kind of inline guy. But they need some guys because Kevin likes to go get in that 12 or 13 personnel and then go empty. And the reason he likes to go empty out of that is because it finds matchups. And if you can get receivers, you know, it makes it really tough on a defense because if you want to match up with two tight ends, it's run personnel. But then if you can get those tight ends who are flexible and can get out and find matchups, you know, with Njoku, and you get a guy like, you know, you get a guy like Harold Fannin, you get a guy like Njoku, and you go two tight end set, that's going to be really difficult for a defense to stop. Do you go regular personnel to stop the run, or do you go nickel personnel, and then all of a sudden the Browns are running that power and counter on you? And that's kind of what Stefanski likes to do if he's got the keys back and they want to go back to what made him successful and got him the job in Cleveland. So they're going to have to update that room, get younger, get faster, get some guys that can do, you know, Tyler Warren's huge. It's a great draft, Arroyo, Loveland. You know, you got Tyler Warren, like I said, Harold Fannin out of BG. There are so many good tight ends that fit the bill for what the Browns need. And they're going to have to really update that room. And there's some guys they can get on day three that are going to be that would be really, really good in this scheme.
I love it, Lance. Always good to talk to you. Make sure, if you didn't, you go check out Lance's piece over there at Cleveland.com. Great work, as always, he does over there. And I appreciate you setting across the time. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, no doubt. Lance Reisland again, Coach Riz over at Cleveland.com. We didn't like him that much. We don't like anybody else. Now let's go to Carson Wentz. Like, no, you're probably making a stretch. You're probably, even if you don't love Shador, which I hate this move, by the way, don't tie this to me. But even if you don't love Shador, you might still be taking on that guy. But I guess throughout the day, that opinion has to not even change, but be questioned, because you can't trust anything this time of year. But it at least has to be questioned on where you are right now. Because I would say quarterback, but then news dropping down from earlier today with Adam Schefter dropping the bomb that essentially, I think quarterback, Adam, though, would probably start to look somewhere else. Let's take a listen to what Adam had to say here about who the Browns might be drafting. Audio courtesy of NFL Live. Nothing makes sense. And maybe this is why everywhere you look, the Browns are considered the biggest wild card, the biggest question mark in the draft, where you can kind of pinpoint, the Giants are probably going to do this. The Patriots are almost certainly going to make this decision based off what happens in the first couple of picks. But for the Browns, I'm getting, well, they're probably drafting a quarterback here, and then swung over to, well, no, now it actually looks like Abdul Carter. And the only way for me that this starts to make a little bit of sense and actually adds up is you went into today saying, let's find out if we like Cam Ward. Let's get a final judge. Maybe we're thinking no right now. Let's get a confirmation on that. Let's get a private workout. Talk to him. See what he does. See what we like. See if we have what we don't like confirmed. And you go through and do that and you say, okay, yep, that's the result we got. Don't like that. We don't like Shedeur Sanders. Now let's go to Abdul Carter. Sort of a backup, fail-safe option. We like him at two. We'll sit there and we'll make the decision. And it does line up sort of chronologically here that if you worked out Cam Ward and then Adam Schefter, did his investigating, did his report in, came back, talked to some people on the Browns, and now after meeting with Cam Ward, they're leaning to go to Abdul Carter, it would make sense. I just don't know at that point what you're doing at quarterback. Like, you're either then committed to giving up a lot for Kirk Cousins, as we talked about, or you're okay with rolling with Kenny Pickett and Carson Wentz, which basically bury me for the 2025 season and don't wake me up, don't dig me up until it's 2026. I'll take a hard pass if that's my quarterback room coming into this year. It's not going to be worth watching. You thought last year was bad. At least you had hope. At least you had hope, Cleveland, because if it's Carson Wentz and Kenny Pickett, strap in. It's going to be a real, real bear of a season. All right, again, coming up here in about 6.5 minutes at 8:40, we'll talk to Chris Emma, 670 The Score. I didn't want to sneak in a phone call here. Let's go out to the phones. Jim is in Lyndhurst. Jim, what's going on?
Hi. Hear me out. You know I like Sanders at two,
mm-hmm.
but I also like both top young quarterbacks. So if the Browns like Cam better, I'm okay with a trade as long as they don't give up too much, okay? But don't give up your pick 33 because I definitely want one of those two Ohio State runners at 33. Do not give up that pick, you know, in any trade to get number one. And so I'm in the offseason, I'm happy with a young quarterback, premier quarterback and runner, man, and maybe pick up a wide receiver later in the draft or get Ayuk or something. In other words, it's the offense, I think, that really needs to be helped this offseason, mainly.
Yeah, and Jim, I would definitely agree, and I appreciate the call. We're up against it. I definitely agree the offense is what needs more of the help. If you're going to take one of those guys, again, I would think that's where they're going. You fall in love with one, you take one. I've been preaching it from the high mountaintops for months at this point, but I mean, when Adam Schefter's reporting they're leaning Abdul Carter, again, I'm not believing anything that comes out of anybody's mouth at this point, but Adam Schefter is about as good as a source as you're going to get. It's about as good as a source. If there's anything that's going to sway you, it would be that. Again, I'm not believing it because if the Browns say it, I wouldn't believe it to be true either. But it definitely opens your eyes and makes you think. All right, let's leave that there. Coming up here in about 25 minutes, we'll get a grip as we always do at 9. But at 8:40, Chris Emma, 670 The Score, going to break down what's going on for the Bears in the draft here next. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A lot of places that Chicago can go. I would probably say feeling better about their situation than Browns fans right now, though. So let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline of 670 The Score. He's Chris Emma, and he joins us now. Chris, how's things going?
What's up? How we doing?
We're doing pretty good. I feel like Chicago fans probably feeling a little bit better right now than Cleveland fans are. So I'll give you a minute. I'll let you wax poetically about the fact that you have some excitement surrounding you and potentially a competent and strong head coach leading the team.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're in a better place. And there was hope last year when going into that season with Caleb Williams stepping in as the rookie. And everything fell apart on them. 10-game losing streak. The head coach completely lost the locker room, fired midseason. Everything just went apart on them last year. And they feel like they're back on solid ground now with Ben Johnson in charge. And setting up that marriage now with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, you've got a bolstered supporting cast. They've aggressively attacked some of their needs in trades and free agency. And look, they're in a much better spot now to truly yet in the mix as a contender this season. But as we know, that NFC North is loaded. Three of the four teams were in the playoffs. The other team was the Bears at 5-12. So it's a long road towards the top, let alone all the way to the top. And it's going to be a really competitive, tough division for the Bears.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You talked about the bolstering they did up front, most notably probably where they strengthened the offensive line much from where it was a year ago. That was probably one of the glaring holes that fans and I think fans of the sport in general would have pointed to heading towards this draft. But now with some of that cleared up, where are some of the glaring holes that you see for the Chicago Bears heading into 2025?
I mean, the beauty of it is they have addressed pretty much all their drastic needs entirely. I mean, the interior of the offensive line has been overhauled. They like the tackles they have. They needed a defensive tackle. You want to get Grady Jarrett. Needed a pass rusher. You go get Dio Odengbo. It was a big deal. They really went out right away through trades and free agency to address these needs. And I think the biggest need right now is probably at running back. But you got to look at this roster beyond just this season. You added Joe Tooney as your left guard. Great pickup guy. He's got a Hall of Fame caliber career. But he also is on the other side of 30. Somebody could fall off. You got a guy, Jonah Jackson, at right guard, who's had some good years, especially under Ben Johnson. But he had a really bad year last year. He got benched in L.A. You don't quite know what you have there. You got to look to the long term as well. So you can't say, oh, you filled these needs in free agency and through trades, and now those are done. You still got to look through the long-term prism here and see what you have. So the offensive line is still a need. The defensive line is still a need. You got to add some more pieces for long-term fits. You got to bolster the pass rush in a lot of ways. So the immediate need, I think, is running back right now, not to mention some other complementary pieces on the roster. But you still got a lot you got to figure out long-term.
Yeah, I would say that from talking to a few different people from around the league, the finding has been that in a lot of these spots, especially a little bit of the spots lower in the draft, not even low, I mean, they're talking around the Bears at 10, is that fans haven't really fallen in love with an individual player, per se. Is that the case in Chicago, or does the fan base have a personal love that they like at 10?
No, you're right. When you're picking at 10, there's a lot to consider. You're hoping for somebody to follow you. I mean, my case I'm looking at right now, it's highly unlikely, I think, but a guy like Mason Graham to fall. Like, he's one of the top five players in this draft, and he should not fall. But teams are going to overlook his size. They're going to overlook the idea of picking a defensive tackle. They're going to fall for, you know, a pass rusher who's built with a strong frame, or they're going to look for whatever. There's going to be that run on quarterback that goes high. Like, if anybody who is an unlikely fall to the Bears at 10, I think it's Mason Graham. And that's the guy kind of I'm keeping my eye on. And there's obviously the Ashton Jensen possibility in play. Tyler Ward's a guy. They got a good tight end in Cole Kmet, but you can really strengthen that offense with a guy like Tyler Warren and get a true threat of that position there to really help out Caleb Williams and give Benjamin Johnson something to work with. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways they can go at this point.
Could you see the Bears sitting at 10, maybe to go get a guy like Mason Graham, either moving up or even potentially consider moving back from where they are right now?
I think they can move up. I don't know if there's a move back scenario, more so because this is not a spot in which you're going to be looking to make that move. I don't see that one in play. The Bears had two picks in the second round. They got picks 39 and 41. So that's your ammunition if you want to make that move up. You can trade one of those seconds, package it with pick number 10, fly up the board into the top five if you really prefer, and try to get somebody you have a high grade on. But again, I go back to what I said before. This is a team that has a lot of needs to fill for the long term. Ryan Poles is in his fourth offseason now leading the Bears. He's not drafted well. He's not filled this roster with premium blue-chip talent. He's not done well in free agency particularly either. They've had some good pickups. They've had some nice pieces. But this roster is still in a bad place in a lot of ways. They've filled a lot of gaps, and they've helped themselves get toward a position where you can be a wild-card team this year. And they have to be thinking about using all the ammunition they have at the top of this draft and getting those picks right. So I would not advocate for a trade-up. I also, I'm sure you're going to ask me about it, I would not advocate for a trade-up for a guy like Ashton Jensen. You're taking him at 10. I don't see that as a sensible move. Focus on the trenches. Focus on getting long-term fits that complement what you have on this roster and really build for that sustained success.
Well, that takes care of the part on Jenty. I'll turn elsewhere within the offense, and Chris Emma, 670 The Score with us here on the hotline. I'll turn to wide receiver. I wouldn't consider it a place, obviously, where you're really stretched as a Bears fan with DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, but you lose, I almost lost his name, Keenan Allen. Is that something that Bears fans are considered about, or you yourself are considered about, or is it sort of you strengthen the offensive line, you have two very strong receivers, and you feel comfortable moving forward?
Yeah, a lot of Ben Johnson's offense in Detroit, we'll see how it looks in Chicago, but a lot of it in Detroit did not really prioritize three receiver sets. And obviously you got a superstar in St. Brown at the top of the depth chart. There's a guy they really believe in DJ Moore, and obviously a second-year player now in Rome Odunze. That's your tandem at the top. They added Devin Duvernay last week, who's going to be more of a specialist type, but he's going to be a gadget for them. Olamide Zaccheaus as well, a pickup that they took from Washington in free agency, a guy who's going to be on the depth chart certainly and be probably that slot guy for the Bears. I think they're comfortable. I think they'll certainly be looking to the draft to day two or day three and find some guys who, you know, a diamond in the rough type who fits what Ben Johnson wants to do with this offense. But I think they're perfectly content with what they have in that position for the time being, and you're just looking to fortify that depth chart.
Is there a running back now that you say no Ashton Jeanty? Is there a running back you have fallen in love with? You have two very good second-round picks. Anybody there that you like?
Yeah, I'll say, too, with Jeanty. Like, if they took him, I'd say fine. I wouldn't, you know, put a fuss about it. Like, this is a guy who's an impact player right away. What that would tell me is the Bears truly feel like they've got a roster that's ready to win and to make that jump. I would advocate for it. I think you can get some really good backs in the second round. I mentioned those picks, 39 and 41. Get your running back there if you want to take somebody high and take from the higher crop of talent. The two Ohio State backs in particular really stand out. You're going to get a bunch of opportunities in day two or day three to get your running back there. I'm curious to see how Ben Johnson wants to fit that mold. You've got a player, DeAndre Swift, who struggled last year as a first-year player with the Bears, 3.8 yards per carry. Granted, a lot of that was on the offensive line and their inability to run block. I think they need to find a strong complement to Swift. But if you're taking somebody with day one or day two, you're not looking at the compliment. You're looking at him to be that guy for you at the top of the depth chart. So a lot of intrigue in play. I'm looking toward day two more than day one at running back.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris, I'll get you out of here with this one. I'll ask you to plant your flag. Take your best swing at it. Pick 10 rolls around. The Bears are sitting there. Who do they put in on the draft card?
I'm going to go with Tyler Warren. The tight end out of Penn State. I think they see that as a transformational piece of their offense and a guy who's going to be high forfeit, a guy who can really make an impact as a rookie, certainly, and be a core piece for them in Ben Johnson's offense.
All right, Chris, I like it. I appreciate you setting aside the time and maybe coming up here before the draft. We'll get another chance to talk as well. I appreciate you, man.
Let's do it. My pleasure. Take care.
You too. Chris Emma, reporter over at 670 The Score, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.